2665. Lots to talk about tonight. We got the NBA Finals well underway. It's 2-0 right now, Golden State. And heading back to Cleveland tonight, 9 o'clock at Quicken Loans Arena as the Cavs try to get back into this series. And good luck to them. They certainly have not looked the part so far. But we'll talk about that here in just a little while. But first, Bloomington South was lucky enough last night to host the Indiana Boys Juniors and Seniors game and the Indiana Junior and Senior Girls matchups, as this is one of the two warm-ups for the Indiana-Kentucky matchups for Indiana versus, rather the seniors for Indiana versus Kentucky, both girls and boys, which are coming up soon. And Terry, I know we've got something special going on with those games, so if you want to go ahead and let everyone know what we're going to do here in just a little while.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Now, I have 4 tickets and a parking pass, and these 4 tickets are on the floor at Bankers Life. These are good tickets. This is courtesy of Black Lumber. We did a sponsor last night for JR down there, and this is one of the gifts, and appreciate Brad Holtz and WGCL allowing me to offer them to any of you tonight that might be interested in going to the game. 4 free tickets and a parking pass. That's excellent, and you're going to see some really good basketball, at least by the 2 Indiana teams.
We're going to give those away at the end of this segment, so give us about 5 or 10 minutes here. We'll talk a little bit about what we saw last night, what went on last night at Bloomington South, and we'll let you know how you can win those tickets here in just a little while, so stay tuned. But first, the games last night, the junior boys versus the senior boys in particular, this has been billed as a very good recruiting class of 2017, the juniors, that is, here in Indiana, top level 5-star type stuff out of several players. And so a lot of people are targeting this nationally, and certainly Indiana is targeting several guys on this juniors team. So a lot of people had been saying, you know what, this is one of those years where the juniors might just walk in and mop up the floor with the seniors. And not only did they not win, they didn't even get anywhere close to mopping up anything. They got themselves mopped up, and were down 30 points in the first half. Terry, let's start with that. Let's start with the seniors in particular. With all the talent on the junior side and all of the supposed momentum recruiting-wise, all this talent on that side, how did the seniors get it done last night?
Wow. I think a lot of it was some smack-talking, and I'm not talking by the juniors. I'm just talking about some...
People like us?
People like of our
not
ilk.
Not we did, but...
No, not us, but some people around the state, several tweets, including one about this was the worst senior class in 10 years in Indiana high school boys basketball. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 as you read that this morning in the Herald Times, and it's just a little fuel. But... a couple of the guys I was setting with also right off the get, he goes, the junior's going to beat these guys by 20. And so that started an argument all the way around, and a few bets ensued. And that 20 point ended up going 22 the other way. And Dave, it wasn't even close. They jumped on them. And I think the best thing was both squads are very talented, extremely talented. I think the guard play for the seniors was much, much stronger than the junior team. Now, the juniors have a little bit bigger front line, but I'll tell you what, those senior guys, especially a couple off the bench we'll talk about later that are going to Ball State, in one in particular, just an excellent effort. They came out. They got into it. Got into them defensively as much as you do in an all-star game. When you see 118-96, you think there wasn't any defense played. Well, the first quarter was. They played a half like college. First 8 to 10 minutes was a clinic in ball movement, hitting shots, moving up and down the floor, and it was a fun game to watch. But Kyle Guy, Mr. Basketball, didn't have the greatest of games, but, you had guys out there. Desmond Bain played an extremely strong game. C.J. Walker from Indianapolis Tech is going to Florida State, and mm-hmm. This kid's the real deal.
Yeah.
He plays both ends of the floor. He had unbelievable amount of nice assists. He can shoot the three. He can penetrate. Really enjoyed watching him play. And then the other one, the leading scorer, Eugene German, from Gary 21st Century, who only reason he even made the team was because the excellence he did in his top 60 workout. He came out of nowhere. Hmm. They didn't know anything about him. Gary 21st Century is a 1A school. Granted, they're not playing the same type of competition, but the kid averaged 33.5 points.
Hmm.
And Tucker Blackwell's dad, Larry, looked at me when he came in. He goes, "Now, you guys aren't going to believe this guy." And he got 19 throughout the game, but just made some moves up and down the floor, can shoot, and unconsciously will shoot from anywhere. We were wondering, actually, there was an over and under exactly when he might make his first pass. But he really sparked the second unit when he came in. So right there, everybody I just mentioned were all guards.
Yeah.
And that was really the key against the junior team, who has a couple of excellent guards, don't get me wrong, but the strength in the junior team is in the front line and the wings, and it really bore out last night, especially just handling the ball and generally overall just hitting shots. You could see the five guys I just mentioned as guards really, really played well for the seniors.
And big guy Joey Brunk, who is going to Butler, he 16 and 8. A lot of people wanted to see him as an IU recruit. He did not. He picked Butler at the end of the day. But the other guy that would be on your kind of high major list, certainly, of this list, held his own against what you mentioned. I mean, a good front court for the juniors, but certainly held his own and looked good. How did he look last night?
Joey looked fantastic. He took a couple of threes and hit them. I mean, he was 7 out of 9. And hit several of his first shots. I don't think he missed till the second half. But what I've watched him in the last 3 years play for Southport, and right now his footwork, his work around back to the basket as a 7-foot guy. You know, you're going to be. He looked really good, and he in having what he 16, 17 points, whatever he had, was just unbelievable in the paint and made nice shots, faked. Up and under, just some good moves. And, of course, the juniors, you know, every one of them thought they were going to block his shot. Mm-hmm. You know, 7-foot, lumbering sort of guy. But Joey Brunk moves very well, came down, popped up for a couple of threes in the first half, and Butler got him a good one there. And it'd be the first real legitimate big man they've had since the late Andrew Smith. So I look for good things from him at Butler.
Of course, IU recruit Grant Gielen. Yeah. He came off the bench, only 5 points, 6 rebounds, 2 of 6 shooting, 1 of 4 on threes. His game is supposed to be 3-point shooting, be able to shoot from anywhere across half court. How did he look? And, you know, the question about Grant has always been, is he good enough to be an Indiana recruit? And that's just the way it's always been. Is he really that talented, especially with some of these other kids around him? How did he look? Does he look like IU material?
Not really. I mean, I think he suffered all year from committing early. He had a better year last year as a junior. Hmm. And I've talked to guys that said, yes, he can shoot. I think he's completely lost all of his confidence right now. The way I look at him, he had a brave face. He grinned a lot. He smiled. Hey, the kids were great. They were all great. You can see these guys like each other. They've grown up playing with each other and talking with Tucker Blackwell. That's kind of bore out. He goes, every one of these guys, except for maybe one or two, including, you know, Eugene German, a couple of guys they just don't know because they didn't grow up with them.
Right.
They've all been playing AAU ball since they were 10, 11 years old. Almost the majority of this team. They like each other. Grant's one of those guys. He just looks like he's struggling right now with some confidence. But you can't see it in his body language. It's kind of like he knows they're going to fall eventually. That's the way I read him last night. And he didn't try to do too much last night. There were a couple of juniors that tried to do too much last night. That also made for the lead the way it was. But I we'll see whether Grant Gielen settles in. The kid is 6'5", made a couple of nice passes. But I think right now he's just struggling with confidence.
Safe to say the kind of guy needs a little space in his shot, not somebody who's going to stick one in your eye necessarily and maybe got more pressure this year because of the commitment?
I think so. I think there's the way – as well as Indiana's playing the last couple of years in particular, I think you're seeing in this class they've got coming in, and then last year winning the Big Ten, there's a lot of pressure on this kid. A lot of pressure on Tom Crean.
Yeah.
You know? Why did you bring him in? And he doesn't even look like he belongs on the Indiana All-Star team. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't belong. I'm saying right now that's what I hear from some people. It's just, you know, I just said to kids, he's just lacking for some confidence right now, and possibly that IU commit might be part of it. I hope he settles in and gets to play some. But with what we have coming back and two more freshmen that are probably, well, they're both nationally ranked well ahead of him, I'd say minutes may be very spare for him next year.
Yeah,
definitely
work on the shot even more. And
absolutely,
again, it's hard to teach natural shooting, and certainly we've seen the last couple of years out of this Hoosier team how good and how necessary some outside shots can be to your offense. Let's go ahead and give away the tickets. And Terry, if you want to mention again what it is we're giving away,
yeah, 4 tickets on floor level to the Indiana High School All-Star Game and a parking pass.
So Saturday night?
For Saturday night, both games. If you want to get to both of them, parking pass, 4 tickets, 812-333-2665. Call in. First one's going to get those tickets.
And we got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk about that junior team that has all the top-level talent and how they got their doors blown off with all that talent. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Dave and Terry with you in the Zone.
Motor Service is your local Carquest auto parts store located at the corner of 5th and Rogers in Bloomington. Motor Service is your professional auto parts store specializing in paint and body supplies with complete machine shop services. Springtime is finally here, and it's a great time to fix up your car. So why not visit Carquest before it's too late? Carquest will give you the good service you expect for a price you can afford. Remember, Motor Service wants to help you.
Where do you go when you want to find materials for home improvement? Black Lumber, of course. New windows, exterior doors, paint, Scott's Lawn Care, hardwood flooring. Black Lumber is the answer for all of the above. Black Lumber. Why walk around somewhere expecting service and thinking you're getting a low price? Just come to Black Lumber, folks. 1710 South Henderson. Or visit us at myblacklumber.com. Don't forget, like us on Facebook.
The Taste of Bloomington is Saturday, June 18th, beginning at 3 p.m. Sample foods from over 30 Bloomington eateries, wineries, and breweries, representing a wide range of cuisines, including vegetarian dishes. The live musical entertainment provides the perfect backdrop to this culinary extravaganza, with music from Jake Dodds, The Funk Nasties, Polka Boy, Hairbangers Ball, also performing White Lightning Boys, Duran Jones, and Sheila Stevens. Tickets are just $8 at the gate, with advanced ticket sales available online at bctboxoffice.com. Children under 12 are free. The Taste of Bloomington is co-sponsored by Downtown Bloomington and the Bloomington Independent Restaurant Association. A portion of the proceeds benefits Hoosier Hills Food Bank and the Community Kitchen of Monroe County. The 2016 Taste of Bloomington is Saturday, June 18th, beginning at 3 p.m. at the Showers Common, located at the corner of 7th and Morton Street in Bloomington. Like them on Facebook at Taste of Bloomington or visit online at tasteofbloomington.com.
Hey Bloomington, this is Miso.
And this is Special Sask
from Bleeding Heartland Roller Derby. If you're looking for exciting local entertainment for the whole family, check out Bleeding Heartland Roller Derby. BHRD turns 10 years old this year, and you're invited to share in the celebration by attending one of our upcoming bouts. On June 11th, the BHRD A-Team, the Flatliners, will take on the Southern Illinois Roller Girls. Directly following the BHRD B-Team, the Code Blue Assassins will go against the Terrors of Tiny Town from Columbus, Indiana, for a regional rivalry matchup. Our home bouts take place at Frank Southern Ice Arena at 1965 South Henderson in Bloomington. The doors open at 5 p.m.
Tickets are available in Bloomington at Hopscotch Coffee and Royal Hair Parlor and online at our website, BleedingHeartlandRollerDerby.com.
Bleeding Heartland Roller Derby. Big hits, bigger hearts.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCO.
All right, you're back in the Zone with Dave and Terry here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Again, our phone number 812-333-2665. The matchup of juniors versus seniors on both the boys and the girls side for Indiana High School was last night. The first one was last night at Bloomington South. And despite all the talk about how great the 2017 class was, the juniors at this point, and how many high-level recruits, high-major recruits are on this team and how everybody is getting in on these kids. I mean, the Indianas, the Kansases, the Michigan States, you name it. getting in on these kids. A lot of people certain that the juniors would mop the floor with the seniors, and that not only did not happen, they got their doors blown off themselves, did the juniors. And, you know, it's a good bunch of seniors, and I think that's the key to focus on there is that they're certainly underestimated at this point. But let's look at the juniors, and we'll start with that, you know, kind of the what was made of them to begin with, and in particular those four or five that are named all the time, Chris Wilkes, Jalen Jackson, Paul Scruggs, Malik Williams, and Zach Gunn. These are the guys that are being listed as these high major guys, you know, in particular. Is there too much made of these guys, Terry, or, you know, was it just one of those situations? It wasn't their night. Who knows what it was? Are they too overblown, do we think?
No, I tell you what, here's the main thing. Last year, in the first game, which was played at a northern site, the senior All-Stars beat the juniors by 35. 30 points, something like it was over 30. It was worse than last night.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys had already practiced a couple of times the week before and then went into camp on a Sunday to start their own practices. So they'd been together four or five times before the game. The juniors usually meet the day of the first game.
Right.
So now, as I happened to text Tucker Blackwell last night, I said, nice win. Remember that you guys beat them in game two last year. So remind all the guys that Now, number one, you've ticked off the juniors.
Now they're mad.
And they'll get to practice again today. And then they'll probably do a practice or a walkthrough Thursday before they play the next game. And I would look for a closer game. Will they beat them? I don't know that they will. But, Dave, as I said before the show, all five of the guys you mentioned, I'd take in. If I were Tom Crean and I get any of them,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy. If you happen to get two of the five, I'm you know doing cartwheels, and you could almost you know kind of say any of them. They're all very talented. They were fun to watch. Chris Wilkes is a flat stud, and he's going to get better. As you can imagine, all of these guys need to put on some weight. I mean, they're juniors in high school.
Wilkes, 9 of 17 shooting and tied for a game-high 19 points.
Yeah, I mean, he played all over the floor. He rebounded well. He passed the ball well. They got up and down the floor. Jaren Jackson and Malik Williams, you know, 6'9 for Jackson, 6'11 for Williams. And they got to play with each other a couple different times in a Twin Towers situation. Both good defenders. Williams needs to work on his offensive. You know, you'd look at that and say, we got 21 points a game, but he's still raw. He got all that with probably offensive rebounds and putbacks. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, we'll take it.
As our friend Dookie would say. Scruggs is just a flat athlete, averaging 19. He still needs to work on his – I don't think he took too many three-point shots, if any. I'm trying to look down. Yeah, he was 0 for 3.
Yeah.
They
were 7 of 33 as a team with the juniors.
They were all pretenders in trying to shoot threes last night. There's several of them thought they could, but it wasn't there. And a lot of that was some good defense by the seniors. They didn't give them any open shots. Scruggs is a guy that'll guard everybody. I don't know, he can guard anybody on the floor in a high school game, except maybe a center if he's big. He's a good ball handler. They're probably going to play him at point next year. Kyle Simpson, I spoke to him a little bit after halftime, and he just said to kids, he just goes, he works his tail off. I love him, and we're going to get all of him we can get out of him next year because they're losing a couple of pretty good ball players.
Yeah.
So, again, the one guy that I didn't know anything, Zach Gunn is the one from Hamilton Southeastern, 6'7", real nice player.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really know a lot about him, but it looks like he can play all over the floor. Not, he didn't handle the ball any. I mean, he wasn't a ball handler, but he's one of those wings that can shoot and probably drive. So I see where Tom Crean and Bill Self and Tom Izzo and everybody else is after any of these five kids, because I'll tell you what, wherever they're, you know, in rankings, I hear, you know, Glass, you guys have poo-pooed them in the past, and so do I, but these guys are all for real.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, if a couple of these younger guards mature a little bit for the juniors, they could probably beat Kentucky right now. if they had a week to practice and get used to playing with each other. Last night you could tell. It was just like a bunch of
Kentucky
guys.
Kentucky seniors, not the University of Kentucky.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about that Kentucky. Okay,
just making sure.
We're still talking about a high school all-star.
We like to brag about this whole thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, just we beat the regular Kentucky enough. We don't. But seriously, it looked like a group of guys at the Hyper that got together to play last night.
Played together.
I mean, really.
Let's talk a little bit more about Paul Scruggs, though, because you saw him during the season. I know South has seen him in the last couple of years because they're in the same conference, obviously. He's been decent against South. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. They talk about him as a point guard, but here's a guy that, as we hear, needs to work on his shot, needs to work on his ball handling. So what is he exactly, and does he show that he's working and improving on either one?
He's just a hybrid. He's a basketball player. He's a guard.
Mm-hmm.
The first couple of years, I mean, last year was the first year you really saw him shoot some threes. He needs to get a little bit more arch on his shot. He's got a pretty shot, but it's pretty much a line drive. He's excellent at getting in the paint. He's good around the basket. If somebody else misses, I mean, that's one thing he always hurt South was getting offensive rebounds, whether it be his own or somebody else's. He has a nose for the basketball. That's mm-hmm. a great way to say it. It's just the kid knows where the ball is, and he's not afraid to go get it. I mean, he's a type of guy that you'd love to have on your team. He's a scorer. He's not a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference. I mean, he's a guy that's going to have to go to the basket, get to the free throw line. Now, last year he did show a little prowess, occasionally hitting some three-point shots, but it's just not there yet. If he works as hard as Coach Simpson told me he does, it'll be no doubt that he can get it. He can get to be a better shooter. And a lot of that is just – it's just hours and hours of preparation. And the bad thing is, if you're not doing that when you're, you know, 11 and 12, now he's going to be 18 and right. be a senior. It, you know, that's a lot of work to put in 1 year. But I love the kid's motor. I mean, if he says he wants to come here, I'm like, come on down, yeah. Paul. We'll be glad to take you. So, like I said, some really, you know, some excellent players. There was... two kids in particular, Kyle Mallers, who's going to Ball State, and Brocken Hazen from Columbia City, who's going to Arkansas.
Hazen had 10 rebounds.
These guys, Mallers, I mean, they look like
points.
Yeah, they look like twin brothers out there, both the same size. I mean, they look like they both could have played on the move of Hoosiers. You know, that's what they look like, a couple of clean-cut young men, which they are. They played their tails off, and when you brought them in there with Eugene German would come down and get up a lot of shots. He hit over 50%. People were making fun of him shooting all the time. He still didn't miss more than
eight
shot.
8 of 14, that's pretty good.
I mean, he was fine. And when he did miss a shot or one of the other guys missed a shot, either one of these two were cleaning him up.
Hmm.
And it was very evident in the crowd because several people were talking about, who are these guys? You know, I'd never heard of either one of them. And then you got a Ball State. And Arkansas was last minute. He was going somewhere else. And I can't remember the name of it. The coach left. So he got out of his scholarship, and Arkansas scooped him right up. And he'll get minutes. He's just, you know. So this whole Indiana team, I mean, the biggest disappointment of the night is Tucker Blackwell getting hurt before the mm-hmm. the Hickory game up in Knightstown. Got hurt during a practice there in the afternoon. Just a sad thing. Man got a nice little ovation. The place is about half full, you know, maybe 1,500. But I wish he would have got to play. Other than that, it was kind of what I expected from an all-star game. A lot of nice plays. At the end, last quarter, they didn't play quarters again, but the last probably 6 to 8 minutes, there wasn't a lot of defense played.
Yeah.
Talented groups. If either in the next two, this year or next year, if these guys, if either one of them lose a game to the Kentucky All-Stars, I'll be shocked.
They play again, juniors and seniors tonight, tomorrow night, rather, in Lebanon. And then on Saturday night in Indianapolis and Sunday in Louisville. And, of course, those two games are the Kentucky versus Indiana seniors on both sides, boys and girls. So the Indiana boys beat the juniors. We'll find out Thursday night if the juniors can turn the tides on the seniors and then see how Indiana does versus Kentucky on the weekend. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll move on to the NBA Finals. Cleveland trying to pinch a game here at home tonight, 9 o'clock at Quicken Loans. Can they do it? They certainly haven't looked up to the task in games 1 and 2, but tonight's in Cleveland. We'll talk about that when we get back. 333-2665 is the phone number. Dave and Terry with you in the zone.
Motor Services, your local CarQuest auto parts store located at the corner of 5th and Rogers in Bloomington. Motor Service is your professional auto parts store specializing in paint and body supplies with complete machine shop services. Springtime is finally here, and it's a great time to fix up your car. So why not visit CarQuest before it's too late? CarQuest will give you the good service you expect for a price you can afford. Remember, Motor Service wants to help you.
Kyle McGovern with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Browns minicamp started Tuesday. RG3 on the field with Josh McCown, Connor Shaw, Austin Davis, and rookie Cody Kessler. Five quarterbacks all vying for the same job. Well, there's an expectation that Griffin will ultimately win the starting job. Head coach Hugh Jackson says he's not prepared to say that just yet.
I feel very comfortable where our players are and what they're doing. But, I mean, I'm not in a rush.
Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib is expected to be at the team's facility on Wednesday for the first time since he was shot in the leg early Sunday morning in Dallas. Talib is expected to make a full recovery. In other news taking place around the NFL, the Buccaneers have signed kicker Roberto Aguayo. NFL media's Ian Rappaport reporting the Rams have waived wide receiver Stedman Bailey. Ian also reporting that safety Roman Harper is re-signing with the Saints. And the Bills have signed Cardale Jones. The quarterback was a fourth-round pick out of Ohio State. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass.
On News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Terry here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Quick programming note for you. We've got Reds baseball coming up here right after the show. St. Louis is in town. We'll have them again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and again on Friday, 7 o'clock. That is against the Oakland A's, and then again against the A's on Saturday at 4 o'clock. We'll also have IndyCar as the Texas 500 is in the evening, 8 o'clock. On Saturday night. So plenty of stuff going on here on WGCL over the weekend. Before we get there, the Cleveland Cavaliers have a chance tonight to get a game in this series, down 2-0 right now as Golden State won both games at home. And Terry did it in convincing fashion. And, you know, look, the Warriors, if the Warriors win the title here, it's not going to be all that surprising. Best regular season win in the history of the NBA with 73 wins. So, you know, it wouldn't be amazing if they win their second straight, certainly after the year they had. But the Cleveland Cavaliers, for a team that was as rested as you could possibly be coming through three series in the East, for being as dominant as they were throughout that entire process, for having their talent relatively healthy. I mean, yes, Kevin Love got banged up in game two, but as healthy as they could be at this stretch of the season, they just got blown out. And I know it's only two games. It's only a game here and a game there. But they really, right now, they just don't look like they're deep enough, competitive enough, talented enough, and I hate to say it, but busting their butt enough on the defensive end to stay in this.
No, they're not playing hard at all. Granted, your marginal players will play better at home. These next two games, I would at least hope, will be competitive. I don't think they're going to get swept. I think they'll win tonight. But yeah, they just again, you've got Kevin Love. I think him not playing tonight might be a bonus. I mean, I don't know if they'll start the big guy, Mozgov, or go with another, you know, maybe Richard Jefferson, play smaller. I don't know. But, you know, Kevin Love was an all-star in Minnesota, where they never won anything. They didn't do anything. Right. He never was in a big spotlight game. Nothing he ever did mattered. And then when he gets, of course, last year he gets hurt in the playoffs, tough break. This year he's had some great games leading up to the finals.
Mm-hmm. He's had some stinkers in these playoffs too.
But I'm just not, you know, I just don't know if he's ready. If he's ready for prime time yet.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't think he – and he never guards anybody, so
right.
Let's – tonight, that's not a worry, because right now they need all hands on deck. You know, J.R. Smith hopefully can hit a shot. He is a shooting guard. You know, that would be nice if he hits a shot. Kyrie Irving is trying to do things that aren't even there. He's trying to go places there aren't places to go. He can't get there from where he's going. I look for all of them to play better tonight. And you know what? In the King tonight, he's going to go off because, number one, he's probably embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And he's tired of, you know, it was interesting watching a show a little earlier today that somebody goes, you know, he's not a guy that it takes over games. Even in high school, best player in the country. He only averaged 28 points a game.
Yeah.
He made sure everybody else got theirs. He was playing within a team frame. But we saw him last year in the finals carry them to a 2-1 lead because he was averaging a triple-double, and he knew, if I don't do this, so it's in him.
It's in him, but like you said, he's reluctant to do it because he's a guy that wants to make the right play. He wants to share the ball. He wants to get his teammates involved. They purposely put this team together to be younger around him so that he had some young stars around him that he could rely on to do some of those extra things for him. I know everybody wants to see him go nuts and take over this series, and maybe he will, but I'm just not sure that's really the way he's made, the way they're made. You know, let's be fair, Kyrie Irving likes to have the ball and pound it into the floor. How's he going to accept the fact that LeBron James is going to be your initiator if that's the way it goes down? Do they really want to do all that? It gets pretty boring watching Kyrie kind of, you know, dribble around for a while and try to make something happen. Everybody thinks it needs to be LeBron. I think it's got to be everybody on deck. I mean, I think you got it, like you mentioned, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, Shumpert. I mean, all these guys off the bench have got to, Dellavedova, you got to get something out of all these guys, because the story coming out of Golden State and out of Oakland was 55 points, I believe it was, out of Curry and Thompson in two wins where they scored over 100 points in both games. That's not even half their points. Two all-stars, the two guys, the MVP, the only unanimous MVP in the NBA history, and they've only scored 55 points in two games and blown the doors off the Cavs. So the story is all the other guys for the Golden State, it's got to be part of the Cavs story if they're going to get back in this.
Oh, absolutely. And it's at this point now, it's got to be about pride in somewhat. And you're right. I mean, their best ball during the season is when they started moving the ball like San Antonio does and like Golden State does, around the perimeter, into the middle, back out, and hitting shots. Well, they've gotten away from that. Like you said, I mean, I think Kyrie Irving's a tremendous guard, but if it's not in his hands and him going one-on-one, that's all he seems to be concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
If he was to, you know, he needs to get rid of the ball, come back around and get it. He's a tremendous three-point shooter. He's a great shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He can do anything. But right now, it's all about trying to get the ball in the paint, and he's not even looking for people. He's looking for slivers of light to throw the ball up and hope to God it goes in, or Tristan Thompson or LeBron maybe get it and put it in. This whole team needs to take a good look in the mirror and figure out if they want to compete and play anymore, or are they ready to go fishing?
812-333-2665 is our phone number. I want to go back to something you said early on there, and that is the bit players, if you will, the bench type guys, the guys that aren't counted on necessarily for all the points in on a regular basis. They tend to play better at home. They're used to everything more often. They're just more comfortable in their environment. That's why they're bench guys or play lesser roles than the stars do. But that's where they're more comfortable. Do we see that then flip the other direction for the Golden State guys? Are the Barbosas of the world, and the Livingstons and the Azeleys? I mean, are these guys that you would expect once they go on the road that they are going to take a step back and not be as available, and therefore it's going to have to rely more on Curry and Thompson to get to win the games?
Well, if those guys continue to play the way they did at Golden State, then Cleveland has no chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect to see the type of production that some of their bench players got. I mean, Iguodala, yes, he'll still play. He plays the same way, whether he starts or off the bench. He's just going to be a force. But, man, they have just had some guys completely, you know, have career nights in the last two games. And good for them. And that's why they won 73 games. They got a lot of parts. They got a ton of parts. And they've got guys all over the floor that can shoot. Has Dellavedova even hit a shot in the first two games? I mean, you look at him, Smith.
Seven points in game two, two in game one. He's a nice bench player.
Exactly.
You know, he's not a difference maker. He's not Barbosa speed. There's certainly or Livingston skill. I mean, there's no question about that.
He needs to come in and you know, slap somebody again. He needs to do something to get the home crowd into it. And kind of light a fire under the guys. I tell you, it's for a team that, as you said, came in rested. And, yes, the East is not. We know they're still behind the West. So for them to come out and, you know, win 12-2 in that period, you know, yeah, they deserve to get some rest. They did what they had to do. But the two stinkers they've laid in the first two games at Oracle were just it was hard to watch. And matter of fact, I was glad I could find a baseball game or something in game two, because it was awful.
Now, everybody focuses on the three-point shooting for Golden State. I think Cleveland seemed to do that in the first two games, leaving a lot of the lane wide open for other guys to get to the basket. You got to change something up. It would seem to be natural that you loosen up a little bit on the exterior and try to guard the paint a little bit. Does that make a lot of sense when you got the dead-eye shooters like you do in Curry and Thompson, some of these other guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, pick your poison. But what they've done so far hadn't worked. You know, this is – Tyronn Lue is a rookie head coach it's not ready. He's not ready. He was in the right place at the right time. And, you know, David Blatt would have never been the coach had – the ownership known LeBron was coming back. He was hired before LeBron got there.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've made all this miraculous change, and Lou's not done a bad job. But now, baby, it's the bright lights.
Yeah.
It's the finals. And if he doesn't figure out something, or a couple of his assistants that got a lot more experience than him, they better come up with something, because if not, he's liable to be axed by the time this year's over. They may not bring him back either.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, we'll see. I mean, he's LeBron's guy, at least for now.
Yeah, for now.
But you know how long that can last in the NBA. We've got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll look forward to tonight and game four then also in Cleveland. See if Cleveland can tie this whole thing up, make a series of it. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. 812-333-2665 is the phone number. Dave and Terry with you in the zone.
Hey, if you need to sell your home without all the headaches most people experience, hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you that after years of buying, selling, investing millions of dollars in real estate, that all real estate agents do not operate the same way. Now, what makes the difference between a home selling fast and for top dollar and one that sits on the market for months and doesn't even sell at all? Well, you have a great American right in your backyard that I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Juan Carlos Carrasquel of the JuanSells.com realestate.com Realty Company. He has a system that outmarkets 99% of agents in Bloomington and creates demand for your home, which makes it sell faster and for more money. Now, you risk nothing, since at any point, if you're not happy, well, you can get out of the contract free and clear and pay nothing. But trust me, that's not going to happen. Juan is the most trusted real estate agent in Bloomington, and he has 8 times more buyers than any other agent in the area. Don't play games with your home. Call Juan Carlos Carrasquel at 812-369-0785 or online at juansells.com.
From the first building block to the last coat of paint, Menards is here to help you build all of your projects with an 11% rebate on everything in the store, including thousands of sale items. Get big savings on our entire selection of top-quality residential steel. Available in 31 attractive colors, Menards residential steel is hail, wind, and fire resistant and lasts a lifetime. It won't crack or cup like asphalt shingles and keeps looking great year after year. But don't wait, because now's the best time to put on your new roof to beat rising steel prices. Menards residential steel is the last roof you'll ever need. So put your plans into action and get building with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale-priced items, now at Menards. But hurry, our 11% rebate is only here until June 11th. So stop in today and save big, 11% big, at Menards. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
South Central Oral Surgery uses the latest technology in designing permanent replacements for your teeth. This process creates a natural look and feel. Whether you need a single tooth, teeth in a day, or affordable anchors for your existing dentures, they have the solution for you. You deserve a natural smile, to be able to eat your favorite foods and brush and floss as if your implants were your natural teeth. Visit South Central Oral Surgery online at IndianaOralSurgery.com. Financing available through IU Credit Union.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Terry here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
Dave, we want to thank our sponsor for this segment.
Then we should.
And we will. Join the Bleeding Heartland Roller Derby on June 11th for a doubleheader with the Southern Illinois Roller Girls and the Terrors of Tiny Town at the Frank Southern Ice Arena. Find the full schedule online at BleedingHeartlandRollerDerby.com.
Mop the floor with them.
Mop them.
Take care of them.
Brings me up visions of Joni Weston and the others.
812-333-2665 is our phone number. Programming notes for you. We got Reds baseball coming up here pretty much straight through. Right after the show here tonight with St. Louis in town. Also tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, with St. Louis still in town. Friday night at 7 o'clock with the Oakland A's making a visit. And Saturday, Oakland is still in town. 4 o'clock is the start here on WGCL for that. And in the evening, we will have IndyCar with the Texas 500 starting at 8 o'clock here on WGCL. So plenty going on. The Cavs now with chances on Wednesday tonight and Friday night, 9 o'clock, both nights to try to even this series up. They have not been near up to the task after the first quarter of either of these first two games. So what makes us think they can get it done at home? Look, Glass likes to say, and I think he's certainly right on about this, these are scoring leagues. Basketball in general, especially the NBA, it's a scoring league. You've got to score points. But doesn't part of this for the Cavs have to be defense? They've given up 214 points in two games. I know Golden State's a high-scoring team, but doesn't part of it have to be bringing them back down to their level? Because it doesn't seem like they're going to outscore Golden State getting up and down the floor.
I just can't believe anybody's going to actually think they're going to outscore Golden State. So, yeah, it definitely does. And this Cavaliers team has played better defense this year. They have done, you know, they've got some excellent defenders on that team. Now, whether they'll choose to step up, I mean, that's, besides possibly LeBron scoring some more and being a little bit more aggressive offensively, yeah, they better start guarding some people. What they've tried so far definitely hasn't worked. I mean, J.R. Smith and Shumpert have not done a bad job on Curry and Thompson. Kyrie Irving's not done a bad job on Curry. Mm-hmm. But like you said, we're trying to take away the three, and we're leaving the middle wide open. So we'll see It's got to start there, Dave. I mean, you can't. I mean, the old adage, defense wins championships. Yeah, well, they better play some defense if they want back in this championship. Because right now, it's all Golden State, and really, it's all Golden State's bench playing the best, and they're playing. Golden State's getting stops when they need to get them. When Cleveland makes a little run, like they did in Game One, made a little run, got kind of back into it, and then they hit a shot and make two stops in a row, and all of a sudden it's back to 18, yeah. And then you're done.
Well, you know, we've talked about this here on the show, but I think a lot of people underestimate how tough the Golden State team can be when it comes to the defensive end. They're not a shutdown team by any stretch, but they are a tough team. They've got active hands. They get in you. They've created a bunch of turnovers here for the Cavs. They've made it hard in the lane at points. Now, early in these games, the Cavs have gotten in the lane and gotten in the lane pretty easily. And when they do that, they get to the basket and make layups. That's hard to keep up with on the three-point line side of things. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, to me, Cleveland's got to start doing that. They've got to start being tough themselves inside. And my fear is that that maybe the only way that Cleveland can stay in this and win this series is to become the tough team and be more physical and knock Golden State around. And that's just not their makeup. I mean, you look up and down that roster, none of them really are that kind of guy. Maybe Mozgov, but really this is not a tough physical team on either side of the ball. They can get to the basket, but either way, they're not going to just go out there and rumble with you. And I'm afraid that's what you need to have a little bit. And Oklahoma State showed you a little bit of that. I think that's what you need, is you need to bounce Golden State around. Cavs can't do it.
Yeah. The only other, I mean, LeBron has some dog in him, but only Iguodala,
yeah,
and our boy from Michigan State are the only two on Golden State. I mean, these guys will just flat get up in your face, and they'll guard you, and they don't care whether you like it or not. And actually, and Klay Thompson's not a bad defender at all, mm-hmm, either. So, yeah, I mean, J.R. Smith got the cojones to really get up in somebody and do that.
Is that a rhetorical question?
Yes, it is rhetorical.
The answer is no.
I don't think he does either. Shumpert might be. Because he has also a history of a New York Knick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was somewhat of a bouncer for the Knicks. Although, personally, he needs to cut that hair off that he just redid. And if he's worried about his haircut during the finals, he's obviously not ready to play. So
needs his playoff beard.
He needs something. Right, he needs something. It's whatever it is. Yeah, they just, I mean, well, here's your Dellavedova's your guy.
Well,
he's already,
he'll get in you.
He's, I mean, already people, smacked people somebody in a dirty pouch guy once.
Yeah, I mean, people call him a dirty guy occasionally. I'm not so sure about that. But
he's not dirty. He's just hard-nosed, and he's just like, he knows that's how he can get things done on the floor.
He's one of those guys that is always just half a step slow, so when he swings at the ball, he always misses and hits you in a spot you don't,
sure,
want to get hit in.
Yeah.
And we saw that in one of the other games, because he's just that much slower, and he's trying, but
he just, you know, it's the guy that you hate him if he's not on your team, and everybody loves him if he's on your team. But you know what? He needs to do something tonight. And like I said, they need to get that crowd involved early.
Yeah.
And that crowd can't be quiet. They've got to do some things, whether it's on the offensive end, the defensive end, hopefully both. I'm getting tired of watching crappy basketball games.
Do the Cavs win both these games at home?
No.
They're
going to win tonight. They're going to win tonight, though. I really think they'll win tonight.
They'll win tonight, get beat in game four. I just don't think they're tough enough right now. And let's be fair, Golden State is deep. They're talented. They're playing awfully well. And this is a tough task anyways. Hey, folks, music means we got to head on out of here. Stay tuned. Reds baseball coming up against St. Louis here in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. And we will be back with you Monday. Have a great weekend. You've been in the zone.
Your business seemed so simple in the beginning, but as you've grown and succeeded, it became more complicated. Slotograf Niehoff can help you with your business needs, including business consulting and planning, tax law, entity formation, contract negotiations.